I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. As you may know, despite my globetrotting nomadic ways, I primarily live in Africa, in the country of Cabo Verde, on the small island of Saint Juan Thao. And so my setup is very low-tech for the podcast, but the inspiration to share these messages often arises during my morning tea or a morning walk. And it so happens that on a morning this week, I did one of my favorite walks down to the ocean, where I sit on these rocks made of lava and watch the sunrise. And as the sun rises, I always notice that the ocean seems to get more power from the rising sun, and the waves begin to crash against the rocks more forcefully as the sun is rising. And there's this one area that I like to sit in. It's elevated, so it's almost like I'm above the water, but to the side. And I'm able to see the waves crash in and out of this little cove, smashing against the rocks. And then that area empties out, and then waves continue to crash in. And as I was watching that cycle of the waves coming in and then moving back out into the ocean, watching that cove become empty, I was reminded of a quote from a beloved teacher, Sri Neem Karoli Baba, who said, "If you do not make it empty, how will you fill it up again? If you do not make it empty, how will you fill it up again?" And this is a quote that always, this message, it lives in my heart, and sometimes it surfaces. And whenever I think of this message from this great saint, I tend to connect it with loss and letting go, and especially with things that we're trying to hold on really tightly to. It could be money, or it could be a person, or it could be a lifestyle, or it could be a house full of things. And this quote, "If you do not make it empty, how will you fill it up again?" reminds me of the beauty and possibility that we gain by freely releasing, knowing that more will come in its place. And as I use the analogy of a house full of things, I think about my old life in California, where I had a house full of things, a garage full of cars. I had a lot of things that were keeping me in a wonderful location, Redondo Beach, on the beach. Love the community there still. But I was prompted to let it all go, to become empty, and to release all of the things, all of the attachments that were keeping me in that place, because I felt called to explore living in this place where I am now, this island. And the process of letting go of everything is not without challenges. It's difficult to let go of our attachments. But what kept me motivated through that process was a vision of how I could live very differently. That new life, the idea of that freedom of the new life, allowed me to let go of all of the attachments that were keeping me there. And what I've found, what I've been blessed to find, is that my home became full in a new way, in a more minimalistic way, in a beautiful way. We recognize that we never really lose anything. Everything always comes back to us in another form. And so when we embrace the possibility of emptiness, we set the stage to become full. And speaking of emptiness and fullness, I am also reminded of a page from my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. And this pointing is, divine emptiness is full of love. And I'll read the accompanying perspective. The concept of emptiness seems cold and barren. However, if emptiness is viewed as love-filled, boundless potential, it can be easier to recognize the qualities of comfort and warmth that are its essence. Love is the ultimate creative force. Try this. Close your eyes and move fully into your heart space. Open the lotus petals of this energy center and feel love flowing in and out. This is the peace, beauty, and radiant love of divine emptiness. This is bliss. And to me, this is a reminder to actually embrace emptiness, to not hold on to this idea of fullness that we may have, that we're too afraid to let anything go. No, we embrace the emptiness, the boundless potential, and we realize that emptiness itself is love. And so when we apply this to our thoughts or our feelings, when we let everything go and we just become empty, 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 there is a silence and stillness that remains, that is peace. And if we're able in that emptiness to move into our heart center, we recognize the vibration of love that is the foundation of that stillness, that is the essence of that stillness. And I'd like to share one other reading from the I Ching. And it's the Water Lake I Ching, number 60. Limitation. When we see clearly, nothing is born, nothing dies, nothing ever happens. If you can dwell in emptiness, breathe emptiness, see only emptiness, you will always be full. So this is saying, when we see clearly that nothing is born, nothing dies, nothing ever happens, we see this as this idea that energy is never created nor destroyed. It just transforms. So everything is coming around in different forms. And so if you can dwell in emptiness, breathe emptiness, see only emptiness, to recognize that everything is just this ocean of possibility, constantly transforming, new waves arising. We dwell in the depths of that ocean, that stillness and silence, and see only emptiness. You will always be full. So I hope these messages enforce the idea that we don't have to fear loss. We don't have to fear letting go. We recognize that when something becomes empty, something else, likely something greater, fills its place. So we open ourselves to that process of letting go so that we are able to complete the natural cycle and be able to welcome whatever returns in its place. We recognize that as our life transforms, as we go through different stages, loss always precedes something new. We have to let go to make space for the new. And this is why I truly know that an ending is always ever just a new beginning. An ending is always just a new beginning. And so if we can learn to embrace endings, then we can truly celebrate new beginnings. Our opportunity is to dwell in and as that stillness that is not affected by all of the changes that are happening on the surface of the water. There's just a consistent current of peace, simply awareness of everything that's happening. But the vibration remains that of love. And so we see everything coming and going, and we know that when something is leaving, something else is coming. And so we don't mourn in the same way. It's not to say you should never grieve. Sure, absolutely. It is natural and normal to grieve. But you can transform that energy mindfully through the understanding that love is never lost and that it will find a new way to return to you. And by lovingly allowing yourself to be empty of all thoughts and feelings for just a moment, you return to that essence that you are, the stillness, silence, peace, and love that you are. This is our great opportunity to recognize this true nature of ours and just be, to allow all the things of the world to come and go. We watch it like a play on the stage. And we smile knowing that our opportunity is just to observe this movie of our life and then also be firmly present to experience all of that change, to mindfully connect with our bodies, to reconnect in and as love, and live free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.